Andrew Lipke is a South African-born, Emmy-nominated composer, producer, arranger, conductor, vocalist, multi-instrumentalist, and educator based in Philadelphia, known for his work across a wide range of musical genres. When we learn that Lipke has written an oratorio titled The Plague, we might wonder if he's exploring in music what the world experienced in the recent COVID pandemic. This is a movement from the original rock album Lipke developed in 2012, and adventurous musical ears have heard a great deal of potential here. We're told that Andrew Lipke was invited to create an oratorio with that title, The Plague, by Choral Arts Philadelphia, a work premiered in 2016. It is a reimagined and expanded version of this concept rock album that Lipke wrote earlier. Lipke explains to WRTI and Cosmos Journal that he was inspired by a billboard predicting the end of the world on May 22, 2012, which happened to be his birthday. This prompted the central question of the work. Okay, so the end of the world happens. Well, what do you do then? What's the next day like? For its premiere, The Plague was paired with J.S. Bach's Cantata No. 19, There Arose a War. The Bach piece, composed in 1726, tells the story of the Archangel Michael fighting Satan, echoing the themes of conflict and the end of times in Lipke's work. The oratorio blends Lipke's background in rock music with classical, choral, and orchestral elements. For its premiere, it was performed by a choir, string players, and Lipke on guitar, keyboard, and vocals. The libretto for the oratorio draws from multiple sources, including The Judgment Day is Coming speech by the Reverend J.M. Gates, as well as Lipke's own lyrics. The work explores the practical implications of a possible apocalypse on human relationships. One song, Reunion, is about two people who have been putting off getting together but are forced to confront their feelings as the end of the world approaches. In 2015, Matthew Glandon had been experimenting with pairing Bach cantatas with contemporary music. He is artistic director of Choral Arts Philadelphia, and he said, I'm particularly interested in breaking down the boundaries of so-called classical and pop music. Bach's music seems so timeless to me, and Andrew's choral writing is taking on the kind of contrapuntal complexity to complement it, he said. This particular program will certainly be a much bigger stretch for our audiences, as the oratorio is one of the most daring projects we have ever done in our history. Talking in advance of that concert, Lipke said, The Plague will utilize the choir and the string orchestra in unorthodox ways and will challenge the expectations of the audience. He added, embarking on this endeavor out of a sincere desire to explore uncharted territory is the best approach to generate interest in what this organization specializes in for those who may have never experienced it. Sometimes bringing something unusual and out of the ordinary into the mix reframes the standard fare and helps bring to light exactly what makes classical music stand the test of time and connects modern audiences to the audiences that witnessed this music when it was first created. All that from WRTI and the Cosmos Journal. Lipke's hope there, as we heard, seems to match precisely the vision of the Gabriel Chamber Ensemble as the group brings his oratorio, The Plague, with, as Glandon did in 2016, music of J.S. Bach and also a lovely chamber piece by Puccini. We had a chance to speak by phone with cellist Sarah Mayle, who is now executive director of the Gabriel Chamber Ensemble, and also Dana Alaband, who is artistic director, in anticipation of the second concert of the 2025-2026 season this Sunday. Sarah begins with some history.
Gabrielle Ensemble was started by a couple of musicians, Agnes Maurer and Simone Maurer. Agnes is a violist, Simone is a violinist, who live in Schuylkill County, and they started this in 1990. Okay, mm-hmm. So we're entering our 36th season. Agnes, for the last 35 years, has been the executive director, and Simone, the artistic director. And they have presented chamber music programs in Schuylkill County regularly for that many years, 35 years. And I believe the average number of concerts that they have done in their season is 4. And they, for a while, had a youth orchestra and a Gabrielle Academy, which was an education component. Now, Dana took over as artistic director last season, and I stepped in as executive director on July 1st. Dana actually studied with Simone, so she's known him for decades.
If I can just jump in there, the year that the Gabrielle Chamber Ensemble came into existence was the very first year that I started taking lessons with Simone.
This is our 36th season. So, I mean, that's really remarkable. And so it's sort of been a mainstay in the cultural landscape of Schuylkill County.
It is one of the only organizations, I think, in the county that presents chamber music concerts as a series, and it keeps the classical music integrity, and they've always tried to have. They've had some original works. They've commissioned some composers to write some works. They've brought in world-renowned musicians from all over those first 35 years, and so we're just going to continue on that same track that they had and hopefully pick up where they've passed it on to us.
You have a title for this concert that's intriguing, Evolution from Past to Plague. Tell us about that.
This program, it seems to be morphing the more I think about the title. Originally, it was just because Andrew Litke had written the Plague Oratorio. It was just on an album before it became an oratorio, but he entitled it The Plague. And for many, many years, I've worked with him for over 15 years. I've wanted to do this in some capacity. I love this album. I hold it very dear to my heart. And when he wrote the oratorio, I imagined the first time I knew it came into existence that I would love to be able to bring that to Schuylkill County. And this is the first season I've been able to actually make that happen. And so in talking with Andrew about his writing and about his composition, he was very strong in his passion for following Bach. And I thought, well, wouldn't that be interesting if we can just go from the past of what Bach was and his compositional style and what classical music was then and compare it to the evolution of music that brings us to this piece called The Plague that Andrew had written. And so it's an evolution in music. We open with Puccini, which of course comes after Bach. So we kind of move through that evolution, but we're also moving through the evolution of 35 seasons with Simone and Agnes at the helm to now season 36. And this concert, we're also going to recognize Agnes for her 35 years of incredible work of keeping this alive and growing it to what it is today.
Now, are you telling us that Andrew wrote his Plague Oratorio before COVID?
He did. Yeah. You know, we played this album a lot. It was originally he scored it for string quartet and with him on guitar and piano and rock band is what it originally started as. And that was, oh goodness, that could have been as early as 2010. It was quite a while ago, many years ago. And then Choral Society in Philadelphia had commissioned him to score it for chorus and said, we should do this as a string orchestra and chorus. And so when we were working on this album and I had recorded on the original album recording of this, I was playing on it, he always treated it as an apocalyptic kind of work. So we'd go to these fun music festivals and then bring this apocalyptic piece of music to like a summer festival. It was always a very interesting presentation of when and how we did it. But yes, that was all pre-COVID, before we even knew.
Yeah, and I think it's an important, we really want to collaborate with other nonprofits, other music organizations. So being able to do this with the Schuylkill Choral Society and the Eastern Pennsylvania Choral Society is really, really an excellent opportunity. And it's very exciting.
And it's the first time we're working with a choral society in this fashion, where we have a chamber group of singers. We have 16 singers coming for this. And it's the first time we've collaborated with essentially our neighboring kind of musical organization.
And the setting that is home base for all of you, Jerusalem Lutheran Church, would be a wonderful space for this as well as just chamber concerts. Is that true?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
I think it will be a perfect setting, yes. We will be making use of their organ, and it all sits very well in a venue such as Jerusalem Lutheran.
That really is a very special. I was really, really impressed with that space the first time I played with GCE, which was several years ago. It's just a perfect spot, you know, for chamber music, and it will be for voices being added.
What kind of text, then, what did he set for this?
So some of the text is from Reverend Gates. There are some movements that pull text from there, and I'm just not certain if the other text is his personal text. And I can also give you some names of the movements of what, just to give you an idea of what kind of titles. So, for example, the opening movement is called The Prophecy. The second movement is Holy War, followed by Reunion, words like this. And then the very last movement, the last two movements are called Hosanna and It's Over. So we have very interesting titles also to each movement.
What kind of Puccini have you selected? Like the chrysanthemums? Is it going to be?
Yes, the chrysanthemum is the, that's the movement. Yes, that's going to open it up. With the idea to set the tone of what they'll be hearing later.
And then the Bach.
We'll be doing an arrangement of the Goldberg variation
for string trio. So that it also will be, I don't know, that's also very powerful music in its own way. And yes, I think that the chrysanthemum is going to set the tone beautifully. Dana, you were telling me something about that. I was researching that too, and that chrysanthemums were the typical flower for a funeral or a
funeral flower. Yeah. And Puccini had written this because of a dignitary, so to speak, or a king at the time. A friend of his had passed away too soon, and so he wrote this in a night. Just this is what he felt, and so he composed this piece of music, and so it emanates his feelings on that life that was lost too soon.
And it's lovely. It's not in any way morbid or morose. It's
no. It's a gorgeous piece, yeah.
And Andrew will be not only there with you, but he'll be performing with you. Is that right?
He will be. He will be singing, and he will have his guitar, and he'll also play our piano that we've got there, our nice new Steinway that we have in the space.
Always audiences need to be brought in for what they know and love, but also to be surprised by living, breathing composers and what they're up to.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
And that's been my, as this is my first season out with my first season of programs for this group, that's been my goal for each concert of this season, is to have something old or familiar that people can grab onto, and then present something for them to consider and try out and see what's happening in the world today.
And we just hope that people give live music a chance. We can play all the music we want on radio, but there's nothing like being in a place where those of you who make the music are living and breathing and bringing it alive. Well, now tell us where we can see it and when.
So this will be on Sunday, November 2nd at 3 p.m. at Jerusalem Lutheran Church in Schuylkill Haven. Yeah, it's Dock Street in Schuylkill Haven, 252 Dock Street. And you can get tickets at the door, or you can buy tickets on our website, which is gabrielleensemble.org. And we are serving for our reception. It's fun to note that Dana did some research about what types of foods people ate to ward off the plague. So for our reception, we're serving some little sourdough cookies, because apparently that was something people believed would help keep the disease at bay, and lemonade and
figs, some nice dried figs.
Yeah. So So we're having fun making the reception and making everybody feel like they're getting a fun experience.
Cellist Sarah Mayle, who is now executive director of the Gabriel Chamber Ensemble, and Dana Alamand, the artistic director. She is a violinist. And they have spoken with us in anticipation of the second concert of the 2025-2026 season this Sunday. And the program is titled Evolution, From Past to Play. It includes the original work by Philadelphia composer Andrew Lipke, the oratorio titled The Plague, and music by J.S. Bach, a string arrangement of some of the Goldberg variations, and also the lovely Chrysanthemums by Puccini. They will be joined by members of the Schuylkill Choral Society and Eastern Pennsylvania Choral Society, directed by Mark Thomas. And Andrew Lipke, the composer, will be there performing as well. It will be, again, the Jerusalem Lutheran Church, 252 Dock Street in Schuylkill Haven, this Sunday, November 2nd at 3 in the afternoon, the Gabriel Chamber Ensemble. And for more information, on the web, gabrielensemble.org. And Gabriel is spelled G-A-B-R-I-E-L, gabrielensemble.org. The program Evolution, From Past to Plague, and an original work, a new work, and it's by Andrew Lipke, who will not only be there, but he will be performing with the various group members, the Gabriel Chamber Ensemble itself, and bringing in the choral societies as well. And for more information, gabrielensemble.org.